Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Oh, my God. It feels like it's been forever, Tim. Season 3 is officially kicking off. I'm super excited. We apologize for the delay, but between moving and lots of stuff going on in our personal lives, we had to extend our short break, you know, a couple of weeks. And for our loyal listeners, we thank you for hanging in there with us, but we've got some great topics coming up in season 3 and we're super excited.
Yeah. And I want to first apologize for my voice, and I'm going to be trying to mute my microphone here in between coughs. With me moving, for those that don't know, I moved from Texas back to California, where I'm from. My wife and I are now able to be near family, which was the goal. And with all the craziness of that, and my sister getting married, I got sick. And so now, on top of the busyness of moving, now I have this lingering cough. So I apologize if you hear it in my voice.
Well, the first topic that we're going to tackle in Season 3, Episode 526, how to add countdown timers to emails to create urgency. And this is really important. If you're into email marketing, you've heard Tim and I talk about email marketing is still king. You know, it is the best form of marketing. It's a direct pipeline to your user. You own that information, and you know, you don't own Facebook, Instagram, all the socials. No matter how big your following is, if they change those things, their algorithms and how you reach them, you're kind of screwed. So email marketing is still extremely powerful, very relevant, and it works really well. I mean, it's number one in both our businesses as far as, you know, the return on investment that we get from the email marketing. So, you know, one of the things that you can do, you may see some countdown timers in your email, and is it beneficial? Should I do it? Should I not? How do I do it? And we're going to kind of touch on all of those things today. And I'm going to kind of tell you that, you know, email marketing, the timers are huge. They do create a sense of urgency. I don't know what it is about having a countdown timer there that makes people want to, oh, I better act fast. It creates the urgency. It makes them think that something is going away and they're not going to get it again. So if they're on the fence, this is a good strategy to get people to kind of cross the finish line for you and stuff. And Tim's going to talk a little bit more about that and dive into what we use in our email marketing campaigns.
Yeah, urgency is huge. You could have an amazing offer and you're sending it to the right people, but if they don't have a reason to get it now, then they won't. And so, like for example, with David and I, we have Divi Space and Divi Life, our product companies where we sell WordPress and Divi products. Well, people typically, they'll need a product for a project. So they need it now. So the urgency is kind of built in because they need to use it for something specific. But with like education content, for example, if you just have a course that is there, it's always going to be there. They can know they can get it anytime. Well, there's no urgency. But if you create urgency where a campaign is ending for them to get in with the course before it launches, which is how we sell our WP Gears courses. Or for example, if you have a sale, if you're running a promo, there's urgency to get in before the sale ends. That gives people incentive to do it now because they might not have a reason to get it right now. But if you create that urgency, then they'll be incentivized to go and purchase now instead of later or possibly never because they forget about it. And so countdown timers, as David mentioned, is a great way to kind of visually represent that urgency. And so the tool that we use is called Sendtrick. It's Sendtrick.com. And of course, we'll have the link in the show notes. And it's really cool because they have a free version where you can create a countdown timer, put in the time that you want it to end, and you copy the code and put it in MailChimp, SendGrid, whatever you're using as your email marketing software. All of them should be able to support. It's just HTML snippet. And basically what it does is it'll show that countdown timer in your emails. And it doesn't, it's a live countdown timer. So if they close the email and then they come back to it later, it doesn't reset the timer. It's a live timer, which is really cool. And so I used a free version for a while. I ended up signing up for a paid plan because I was using countdown timers often enough to make it worth it. I think I pay $9 a month. And some of the benefits, you get more customization abilities. But what I really like is you can go in and you can extend the timer. And so say you have a sale and you want to extend it for, you know, another day or whatever, you can do that retroactively and go and edit that existing countdown timer. And then you can also add like a background image. So like, for example, when the countdown timer ends and you want something else to show in place of the timer, you can do that. So if you want to say like, sorry, sale ended, better luck next time, I probably wouldn't recommend saying that, but you could do that. You can put a little image there that shows up after the timer ends. So Centric is awesome. There's other ones out there that do similar things. This is just the one that I chose, and I highly recommend.
Awesome. Tomorrow we've got another great episode, season 3, running an affiliate program. Here's several affiliate scams to be aware of. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.